This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, our cattle market saw strength return to the live cattle after seeing a lower close on Friday, but our feeder cattle, it finally broke the string after nine straight sessions of all-time record highs. We did not take out the record highs today, and we actually closed negative. Now, we saw boxed beef have big upside today, $2.13 higher on choice, $3.10 higher on selects, moved 59 loads. Saw this made cattle kill 114,000 head, and most of our cash last week was moving between the price of 160 to 162 in the feed yards. On the close today, October cattle 65 higher, December up 42, October feeders were 87 lower, November feeders down 70, and December lean hogs up $2.85.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales Event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com, then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, that's a good question, Leslie, because there was not really any fresh news, especially any bullish news out there today, but we saw a lot of technical buying and short covering lift our soybeans and grain complex higher, with the soybeans leading the upside. Now, don't forget, Friday we do have a USDA supply and demand report, which is expected to be bearish. But on the close today, December KC wheat up 7.5 cents, March KC up 6.75, December Chicago wheat was 5.75 higher, December corn up 9.25, March corn up 9 cents. November and January soybeans were each up 30 cents today. And we also saw good gains in our December cotton today as it was up 191 points.
Tom, what's your number?
They can call us toll-free at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.